Murray Olds in the studio for his first weekly wrap for 2016. Murray Olds, welcome back.
G'day, Mitch. Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning to you.
What's been making news this week? What's the biggest news stories?
I think, look, politics has dominated this week in so many different ways. And you look across, let's just go straight to equality in the way our female and male athletes are being treated. I think that was a pretty important story when the federal government wrote to the major sports bodies and said, listen, if you want to retain taxpayer funding, you will treat your female athletes in exactly the same way as you treat your men. That is, up the front of the plane. That is, in decent hotels, not crappy hostels, and down the back of the bus when they're flying around the world.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible that the sad thing is I'm kind of not surprised that this has been happening,
correct,
which is pretty terrible, but yeah, absolutely justified. Who can defend that sort of stuff?
Indefensible, of course. We haven't heard too many sports bodies saying, yes, great idea, thank you.
Just quietly quietly going to change it.
I think I'll just quietly change it. Not so quiet has been it's been a really interesting, I think, a really robust beginning to this big election year.
Yeah.
Where do you start? Let's go to the High Court, shall we? I mean, the High Court, very significant ruling this week, 6-1, that the federal government constitutionally has the right to detain people offshore, detain asylum seekers offshore. The Anglican and Uniting Churches say it's an outrageous decision, and they've offered to open their doors right around Australia to asylum seekers, offer them sanctuary.
There's nearly 270 people who are now have big question marks over their future, whether they will go back to Nauru, including about 36 babies and 30, children.
37 babies, most of whom were born here, and all up around 90 babies and children. One of those children is this little 5-year-old boy who allegedly was raped on Nauru. Now, you've got any number of females in this group who the allegations surrounding them are that they've been subjected to unwanted sexual advances, have been, really inappropriate behaviour by some of the men on Nauru. And among them, some of the people who have been hired to look after the place.
That's
so
right,
it's a very difficult situation. You've got Gillian Triggs, the Human Rights Commissioner, saying, yes, the law is one thing, and she's welcomed the High Court ruling, but she says Australia's international human rights obligations have been trampled on in terms, we've signed up to provide protection to those with a bum out of their pants.
Yeah, and I guess what's the government's play here? Are they sort of sending people back to Nauru and offshore detention to act as a deterrent for other people to sort of head across on boat? That's kind of the...
I think that is absolutely, and it's hard to argue against that. I mean, look, I've got no time for the lines that Peter Dutton, the immigration minister, is putting up here, but he's got a compelling point. Under the last government, 1,200 men, women and children drowned. You can't get away from that. Under this mob, no one's drowned because no one's coming by boat anymore. That's the tough line. Backed by Labor, it's not just one side of politics.
Yeah.
Labor and the coalition have said, if you come by boat, you will not settle here. And to the extent that that stopped people drowning at sea, it's been 101% success. You can't argue with that.
That's right. Well, I guess the question is, how long will these people remain in detention for? And no one's talked about how long. Some of them have already been there for 4 or 5 years.
That's the Labor line this week from Bill Shorten, who the latest opinion poll is still dead in the water, but no one's told him. He says the government has a moral obligation to speed up this process. If you're found to be a genuine refugee, you are entitled to resettlement. Not in this country, says the government. That's why they've got this deal with, is it Cambodia?
Yeah, one point
four
it was.
Four people have gone there or something.
About $50 million that cost as well.
You know, I mean, it's a terrible thing. Look, the other big issue this week has been tax and the use of this phrase, bedwetters. Now, it outraged a few of the coalition members who don't want a bar of any increase in the goods and services tax, currently 10%. Should it go to 15%? This is one of the key central debates we're having this year as we look towards the election and the government is reframing the entire tax system. Does the GST go up from 10% to 15%, as argued by Mike Baird, the New South Wales Premier, to help pay the ever-increasing burden of health, particularly health, but also education? Now, the only person apparently who uses the phrase bedwetters is the Treasurer, Scott Morrison. Lots and lots of clips I saw on the ABC, was it 9 the other night? Might have been 7. Bedwetters, bedwetters, bedwetters. He just loves that phrase. Not me, Your Honour. Nothing to see here. He was asked in Parliament, yeah, cracking jokes, he says. So anyway, there's a lot of nervous Nellies out there. They're frightened they'll lose their seats.
They talk about this GST increase for what seems like a year almost now. Yep. When will they actually come clean and say what they're going to do, Murray?
Budget.
Okay, May.
Maybe in May. And even then, maybe not. They're going to have to come, at some point, come clean. Bill Shorten's making a big virtue of the fact Labor, to the extent that no other political party's ever done in opposition, has laid out its proposals looking forward. Well, no one cares, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
No one cares. So maybe the budget, we will get a much better idea. The government's holding all its cards very close to its chest. It's entitled to do so.
Yep, okay. All right, well, there you go. Those biggest stories in news for the week. And a little bit of sport, Murray Olds. What's going to make news this week in the world of sport?
Well, I think the Australian cricket team getting absolutely flogged.
Mm.
A record-breaking flogging. Never before in one-day international history has Australia been bowled out for fewer than 25 overs. That happened in Auckland on Wednesday. They were 6 for 41 at one point, chasing 308, the total put up by the Kiwis. In the end, it was a 159-run loss. Now, Rod Marsh, apparently his head is wanted on a stick outside Eden Park.
Wow.
I mean, where's Usman Khawaja? You're cracking jokes. I mean, the top order failed. And that's their fifth straight loss. Don't forget, they lost the last one-day international against India, then the three T20s against India, and now this flogging in New Zealand. Now, they've had a truth session, whatever the hell that is. So Steve Smith, in the absence of the coach Darren Lehman, he's apparently rejoined the team. Remember, he had that deep vein thrombosis scare.
Terrible stuff, yeah.
Had blood clot worries in his legs, and so you can't travel, of course. So apparently they had this truth session with Steve Smith. And Steve Smith says, you know what, blokes, you were crap the other day. And they say, yeah, well, that's dead right, Steve. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, let's face it, they're a very, very, very talented side.
So is it a one-off, do you think? Or is it a sign of things to come?
Let's see tomorrow. Okay. I mean, it's difficult. You go to different countries. Look, they haven't won the Ashes in England in 15 years.
Mm.
And yet Australia clearly is the dominant test nation on the planet, particularly down here.
Mm.
You go up there, the Duke ball swings, guys like Jimmy Anderson, just he's like a magician. And he just mesmerises. It's like mongoose and cobra. And the Aussies have no ability to play the swinging ball. That's clear. Look what happened over there in Auckland.
Mongoose and cobra in a truth session. I'd like to see that.
I know. And look, just very briefly, for rugby union freaks and rugby league tragics, we get our fix this weekend. Rugby Sevens here in Sydney. Apparently, they've sold a whole bunch of tickets.
That's good.
Sonny Bill Williams, the big star for New Zealand. There was this hope that Quade Cooper would be picked for the Aussies to match up against his mate.
Mm.
But apparently, Quade Cooper's been left out. They've considered he's just not quite ready.
Okay.
He's been playing rugby in France, came home on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They said maybe you just need a little bit more time. And over in Auckland, the Auckland Nine, getting underway, so with rugby league, so tons of opportunities for rugby league scandals with dogs and alcohol and all sorts of gear. But look, for rugby league fans, it's a fun weekend just to see how their fitness is, it's a taste of rugby league in the season to come. Can't wait for the start of rugby league season. And this weekend, by the way, for rugby union freaks, the Home Nations begins up in the Northern Hemisphere.
Okay, all right, there you go. So plenty happening. Woo! You're very excited. Thank you very much, Mario Olds.
Good on you, Mitch. Cheers.